SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. Very, very busy. Tons of hockey tonight. On display. Bevy of games. I got a couple of them going here right now. We'll get to that in a moment. We've got only a few, I think five NBA games tonight. Now, there's a lot of college basketball, not a lot of heavies. I think there's only two ranked games, that Michigan-Rutgers game and then St. Mary's late night against Loyola. But there's a whole bunch of other mid-major games tonight, some pretty good ones too. Anteaters later, get in on the Anteaters. Anteaters, laying a cool 18 tonight. So we'll see if we could pull Joe in on that. We've got the golf, man. This Jake afternoon nap shooting 59 at the PGA National today. You got to be kidding me. That is not what we needed at all to start our cognizant. It'll always be the Honda to me classic down in Florida. So very, very busy. A lot going on. Mike Carver here with you. Not completely sans Joe. Sans Joe right now, but Joe will be here in a little bit. Joe not out. It is not a Carver and sometimes Lisi night. Joe actually will be here momentarily, and we will get things rocking with him. Of course, Hit Burbell is in the mix as well. We have got him rocking and rolling as he's all happy because he went and cashed on that McKinnon 2 goals last night after we got off the air. So he's had, and I think he had the Canucks too. Didn't you have the Canucks, Matthias, last night? You were talking up the Canucks before we left.
No. George, you were actually the one trying to get me off the Canucks. I was all over the Kings, and you know what? Right. What a brutal loss. I don't want to say bad loss.
I threw that 19-3-2 at you, and you went and played the Kings.
Last night, you know what? They even had a penalty in the overtime, so they had a 4-on-3 for 2 minutes. They couldn't put the goal away, and you knew right away, you know, right there and then, when they couldn't get that goal with you know 2 minutes left in that overtime, that the Canucks were going to squeak one in, or they were going to win in the shootout. You know, if you can't capitalize, you know, with on a 4-on-3 with 2 minutes in overtime, you're probably not going to win the game.
Probably not going to win the game in that spot. Don't disagree with you there at all. As far as the hockey for tonight, 2-2 Sharks and the Canadiens. They just started the second period in Montreal. I got the Islanders on. They're up 1-0 on Boston as they start the second. I guess you could a little bit. Look, I know both teams stink. The Islanders were like a very small favorite in Boston tonight. And that made no sense to me at all. But they're up 1-0. Actually, almost 2. Good save. Almost 2-0 for the Islanders right there a moment ago. Elsewhere, 1-1 Oilers and the Panthers. First intermission in Sunrise. Of course, rematch of last year's final. 3-1 Hurricanes lead the Sabres down in Carolina. It's Whaler night, by the way, which is where once a year the Carolina Hurricanes like to rub it in the face of all the good people of Hartford, Connecticut, that they stole their team from them. And they wear all the Whaler gear once a year. So nice job there tonight. Tonight's the night where they've got all the green and blue on, green, blue, and white for Whaler Town. 1-0 Detroit leads Columbus. Good game tonight. Both those teams in the two wild card spots in the Eastern Conference right now, and they're playing, don't forget, Saturday night at the Horseshoe at Ohio Stadium in the Stadium Series game. So you're going to see a couple games with Detroit and Columbus over the next few days. Blues up 2-1 on the Capitals in D.C. early in the second period. Lightning up 1-0 on the Flames. Flyers up 1-0 on the Penguins. Penguins are on the power play right now with about 4 minutes to go in the first period. Jets and Predators are going to start right now. Jets going for, really going for 12 in a row tonight. They've been on fire. Wild in Utah coming up at the top of the next hour. Vegas has Chicago in town tonight. They're laying some big lumber, minus 410. And the Canucks go across the freeway to Anaheim as they will be at the Duck Pond later tonight going up against the Canucks. So we have all of that working for us here this evening. Elsewhere, NBA, the Warriors are in Orlando, and they are having a tough time. They're down 66-52 at the half. Get the Warriors right now, plus 6.5. Take a stab with the Warriors here, Matthias? A little Warriors live? We like jumping into these NBA games live.
I like
live.
It. I've been actually jumping on the Warriors since the Jimmy trade.
You know, different how about team. This? The Warriors are getting smashed, and Curry's got 21 at the half on 5 threes. Butler's done nothing. He's got 2 points. He's 1 for 6 from the floor. But Banchero's got 24 for Orlando. Steph's kind of hot tonight, and they're getting whacked. Like, yeah, you know, 14, they're getting 6.5. Like a little bit more, would you? You think that's too light? Get more than 6.5 here with them? Wait it out a little bit?
You know, I'm hesitant on the trigger right now because if Jimmy can't get going, it doesn't matter how, you know, I don't think they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
Or even come close to the number.
Steph's got 5 threes and 20 plus points, and they're down 14. Bucks are up 7.
Banchero. Banchero down there.
Banchero, and he had a huge dunk, too. If you haven't seen the Banchero dunk tonight, go look at that. Wherever you look at your clips, social media, etc. Hornets are at the Mavericks coming up in about a half an hour. Hornets have been getting smashed. That's gone from 9.5 to 11. Why did that happen? What, is Ball not playing? Why did that line move a couple points there? Let's see here. What's going on with LaMelo? Is LaMelo in there tonight? Yeah, he's out. So no LaMelo Ball, which makes it go from 9.5 to 11.5. They're going to get smashed tonight by the Mavericks. Smashed. Pelicans are in Phoenix also at the top of the next hour. And then Timberwolves and Lakers late night. You got that one cooking for you with Luka and the crew against Minnesota. That's a 10:30 East tip, so well after we're done, and that will be on NBA TV. Only one TNT game tonight, and that's that Denver and Milwaukee game that is going. As far as the college basketball is concerned, like I said, a lot of mid-major stuff tonight. Bobby Moe and the Horizon having a good year. They're up 10 on IUPUI. You've got Charleston and Delaware. Charleston up 8 on Delaware. North Texas up 5 on FAU. Good game. Who else have we got that maybe even slightly matters? That William and Mary up 10 on Townsend in the CAA. That game sucks. That game sucks. Couple tough games tonight. But still to come, you know that we love the late night action. Rutgers, by the way, getting 9.5 at Michigan. That's a 9 o'clock East tip. Grand Canyon laying 12.5 against UT Arlington. New Mexico State minus 1.5 against Middle Tennessee. Who else do we got here for us this evening? There we go. Irvine laying 17.5 at Cal State Fullerton. Montana minus 7.5 against Sacramento. Seattle minus 5.5 Cal Baptist. Lots of 10 o'clock East and later games here, including UC Riverside laying 1. And it always bothers Matthias when I say, on the Big Islands, laying 1 as they are at Hawaii tonight. Islander goal. What do we got here? Is that Palmieri? 2-0 Islanders? 2-0 Islanders, it looks like. Kyle Palmieri with his 18th of the season. Trade him now while he's still got value. Rip it down to the studs, Lou. Lou's not going to do that. He should, but he's not going to do that. All right, Carver and Lisi with you. As we are getting going with you here on a Thursday night, Carver will have Lisi soon. He'll be with us momentarily. Tons of games happening. We got a lot to talk. Tons of combine stuff as well. So we're going to get you rolling on a Thursday night right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Beach playing a bingo there. from Matias to bring us back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. Joe will be with us in a little bit. I just jumped in on a couple things, Matias, that I liked. First of all, took the Caps plus the goal and a half. They're down 2-1 to the Blues. So I put them with the Canadiens money line, minus 230, tied 2-2 with the Sharks. They got a fight going on there. And the Jets in Nashville. I had this dopey DK NHL parlay boost. So we threw those couple things together live so that we got some pucks working for us while we're on here. So we're in on the hockey, Matias. What do you have in on the hockey?
Well, I've been good with the hockey so far. I'm hot because I had the minus 1.5 for the Hurricanes today. I have minus 1.5 for the Lightning. And I had the Red Wings money line at minus 130. I wanted to take the Capitals pregame, but that number kept going down and down and down. It was at minus 185 last night, and it trickled all the way down to minus 160 before the game. And it scared me off. You know, this team, the Caps, you know, third period comebacks, that they're the kings of that. Third period goals, they lead the NHL. I love jumping on the Caps in the third period. I'm down to roll with you on that against the Blues. But, man, that line scared me earlier today. I wanted to throw him in with a bunch of games, and the movement scared me off, Mike. I didn't chase it.
Understandable. I understand that. I'm going to throw, actually, the Capitals game on now.
I'm on the Knights tonight. I'm on the Knights minus 1.5 goals tonight against Chicago. Yeah, I got it at minus 135. It went all the way to minus 150.
St. Louis on the power play here, up 2-1. So Caps got to kill this power play off and get involved. Yeah, you know, I hate those games, Matias, where this team's minus 300, minus 400, minus, it's just, it's so brutal. What'd you get the 1.5 at? What'd you say?
Minus 135. You know what? And I thought of you when I did it, because when we were talking about bad hockey teams, you know, I forget exactly when last week.
Blackhawks are real.
You threw the Blackhawks in there. You know what I mean? It's a team that you can't, you know, they're going to get their ass beat. Yeah, exactly. They suck.
So,
and the Knights don't suck. The Knights are one of the best teams in the league. And they got a good break. They got a good break. They're not coming off a back-to-back.
All right.
You know what I mean?
What about your Ducks? They're also coming off a loss. I kind of like the Ducks with the Canucks on a back-to-back. I kind of like Anaheim tonight.
Yeah, you know, obviously I'm a little hesitant to pull the trigger on them because the Canucks beat the Kings last night and I was all over the Kings. So it's like, do I really want to go after them again tonight with my Ducks? Mm. And it's an emotional pick because, you know, I'm a Ducks fan. So I don't, you know, I always have that hopeful fan in me that thinks Troy Terry and Trevor Zegras are going to go off and Dossel's going to have a 30-save game and the Ducks are going to get out 2-1 and get the dub. But that team is so inconsistent. You never know what you're going to get. I'd rather wait to play it live to see what I'm getting with the Ducks.
Yeah.
You know, the effort they're going to give. They got to win. You know what? I got to say that. I told you this yesterday. I don't know if it was off the air, but they've been promoting this game tonight in Southern California. It's the first time they've promoted a Duck game heavily, you know, around SoCal, considering they're chasing the Canucks for the wild card, and the Ducks have, you know, there's some light at the end of the tunnel for this team. First time in a long time where they could actually say, hey, we might make the wild card. So they've been promoting this game over here in Southern California against the Canucks. So there could be some energy in the building tonight, the Honda Center, Mike.
Are all these tennis tournaments going right now? Mexico, Chile, Dubai, like all these, they have these ATPs are going. Why do they have so many at the same time?
I love it, Mike. It is so much action. That's why, you know, tennis, I love it. You know, you can go everywhere. Dubai in the early morning, then you go to Chile, then you got to finish off in Mexico tonight, late night stuff. But it's crazy right now because you're getting ready for the clay, you know, for the French Open. So, you know, right now there's some hardcore tournaments in Dubai, but there is a clay court tournament in Chile right now in Santiago where
your boy Shapovalov is in Mexico tonight. Shapovalov is in Mexico, Mike.
Yeah, Shapovalov. Hey, you know what? He's a good guy to jump on right now. He's had a great year. He won the Dallas Open. No, I'm telling you, man. Shapo is a top 25 player, but it's like he needs to be in form because when he's out of form, he's in his head and he's playing bad tennis. But right now, it's the opposite of that. We're seeing an in-form Shapovalov, a confident guy who's winning tournaments, making runs. He's not losing in the first round. He's making another run right now too. You know, he's on it. He's feeling it. Gabe loves him. You know, I always call Shapovalov Gabe Morenci's long lost son because he gets angry and yells at the, you know, at the umpire. And he gets all red when he screams. You see a little sports rage action from Shapovalov, man. And of course, he's a Canadian.
Yeah, of course he's a Canadian. In that, there's even we've got a couple of other things going on as well. I'm still in a real bad mood about the golf because, as you know, last couple weeks I played Jake Knapp for first round leader, and I kind of stared at it early this week on Monday. I was like, man, Jake Knapp again. Can I really do this to myself? And I went in some other directions. I hate when that happens, man. When you're on something for a couple weeks, doesn't hit for you, and as soon as you get off it.
Sounds like your home run props, Mike. Sounds like your home run,
well,
you know?
Yeah, and the home runs is tough because that does happen a lot with the homers, especially, you know, we play a lot of guys, let's say, on a Tuesday, and then suddenly Wednesday night they hit a homer. That you get, but it's harder with it pains you more with the golf first round leader, Matthias, because you're talking like an 85-1 play. Talking something that's 85.
Oh,
to
no,
one.
Yeah, yeah. It
one,
burns more.
85-1, 90-1. You know,
you're
on this guy for a couple weeks, and then he completely blows the field away, and he shoots a 12 under 59. You know, that's just, it hurts when you're not there for the payday afterwards. But hopefully we can get
you
something
else. You made me jump on
golf.
Colin Morikawa. You know, man, back when you got me getting into the golf, and Morikawa made that run. And he was, you know, the finalist, you know, the last day type of thing. And I was so excited. And he sucked.
He hasn't been able to cross the finish line. He had a lot of top five finishes last year. He hasn't won in a couple of years. He needs to break through this year for us. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll come back. We're going to get Joe in the mix. I know that he's finally stepping in. And we're going to go back through some of these games. We'll see who Joe likes. Can we get Joe on the ante this tonight? That also is something that we have. We're back, Carver and Lisi, right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. With you on a Thursday night here on the grid. And as I said to you at the beginning of the show, it is not a Carver and sometimes Lisi night like it was last night. It is a Carver and Lisi night. And we do have, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. You know, last night, I'm still LeBron killed us last night with the threes.
Oh, my God. Tuesday night. Can you believe, Joe?
Tuesday night with the threes. He killed us.
This guy scores 16 points in the fourth quarter. And, you know, he had one three in that 16 points, which was kind of the dagger three, too. It was a big three that he had. But he couldn't hit another three. He hits one more three, Joe, and we hit a good one. We were so close, Joe.
Carver,
back to the well tonight with the T-Wolves in town. T-Wolves, Lakers, 10:30. Do another one.
And this job, too. All these guys stepped up when we're not on them. All of these has-beens. The Anteaters are laying 17.5. This team hasn't covered
number.
Since we started backing them.
It's a big number, man. It's a big number. They cover on the weekend when we're not on them. That they don't cover on Thursday nights when we play them. Now, they beat this team. This team stinks, this Fullerton. They're awful.
They're coming off of no cover, though, right? Or no cover last time. When did they cover last?
Hold on a second. Let me bring
never
up
been
the.
When you and I are on them.
Let me bring up the ledger here, Joe. Let's see where we're at with them. So the Anteaters, who are 23-5 overall. Now they beat Bakersfield on Saturday. They covered that game. They were laying 7.5, and they won by 9. That was on Saturday.
All right, so they got a little mojo back.
Last Thursday, if you remember, they played Northridge, and they lost outright. They lost outright that game to Northridge last Thursday. Well, I wasn't with you last Thursday. You were
Yeah, that was the game here. Matthias and I they lost outright by like 15, so again, late in 7.5.
Like I said, the weekends they have been, because two Saturdays ago they beat Hawaii by 17. And they were laying 4.5 on the Big Island. The Thursday before that, they played the Gauchos, and they only won by two. Remember, they had the tip-in at the buzzer. The Thursday before that was they had the – which game was that? Because your Thursday – oh, the overtime game against Long Beach, where they won by 5, and they were laying like 12 or 13 in that game. So we've had a bad run. The Thursday before that, they lost in overtime to Riverside. Thursdays – they have not been covering. Tonight's the night, Joe. Anteaters. Late night. Let's go. Right. 18,
I mean, do we have a 17, shot?
18. This Fullerton team, Joe, they are awful. They're 6-22 this year. They are pathetic.
All right, so what do you want to do?
Anteaters beat them by 20 when they played the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Just beat them by 20 again. I like the Gauchos, too, laying 6.5 against Cal Poly. Santa Barbara. Let's do the Gauchos and the Anteaters tonight.
The Gauchos and the Anteaters?
Who else could we get in here for you? Hold on.
I like the Gauchos tonight. Let's go.
See?
I'm all over the Gauchos.
No.
What about
no
St. Mary's?
Mary's? No, we're taking the Anteaters. That's the play in college.
Yes.
What time do they start? Like 12 o'clock tonight? Where is this game?
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock for the Anteaters. 10 o'clock.
All right. And they're on the road.
What about Rutgers?
On the road?
On the road. We're laying it. Lay it down.
Oh, come on. Let's alter it down. Come on. I'm alting it down.
We have to add a bunch of legs to alt it.
Yes,
down.
Let's do that. I'm
you
not
like
getting
Rutgers
screwed
tonight?
By them. I can't
you
bet
take Rutgers?
It. No, we'll lay the 11.5 with the Gauchos. 11.5 is fair on the road. Okay?
No, now you're talking about the Anteaters. The Anteaters.
Anteaters, yes. Now let's put it with, how about this Pelican team that's going to kick off here? How about we throw in...
You're going after the Suns? You want to go after the Suns?
Yeah, what about this bowl bowl? How about this bowl?
Sports Grid Radio.
Huh?
SiriusXM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back. Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Here with you on a Thursday night on the grid. Joe's got a bunch of NBA stuff that he likes. I'm just going to let you know this is what I'm doing first. Anteaters, 13.5. Okay, not 11.5, 13.5. I'm going to. Because the stipulations on this boost, you can't go any leg minus 250 or longer. So. I gotta take it at minus 13.5. Gauchos minus 6.5. St. Mary's minus the 12.5 against Loyola. And then I threw in, I know you can't play it, but I'm going to. Rutgers plus the 13.5. I altered them up to minus 230. So Rutgers plus the 13.5. So Rutgers, Anteaters, Gauchos, and Gales. Caps tie it at 2, Joe. Caps tie it at 2.
All right, hang on. Here's what I'm going to do. You ready?
Yeah.
I can't do 13.5 with the Anteaters. They only give me 14.5 on the duel. 14.5 or 11.5. I'm doing 11.5.
Fine.
I'm doing,
you know,
TJ
what? Fine. 11.5 for you.
I'm doing C.J. McCollum for 4 threes. I'm doing this bowl. Manu Bowl, son.
This bowl.
And then
this bowl.
Ant owes us 4 threes for Ant.
Ant does owe us. Now, look, I'm willing to do – I wanted to put a little something with that Laker-Timberwolf game. Did you get a boost for that?
No, I got no boost. I got nothing.
Yeah, I didn't get one either. The one I got is for the Denver.
You see, I'm not even logged in, Corver.
The Denver Milwaukee game, but that already started. I can't make one mid game. Denver Milwaukee. That's the boost that they FanDuel gave out tonight.
I got no boost.
No All right. Boost. Either way, let's play DK. I got one. I got one on DK. I think I got one on MGM also. Let's see what we got.
Do we have a shot with this Manu Bowl?
Bowl?
I mean, I don't know.
I got an NBA 33% SGP odds boost on MGM. I'm gonna use it on the Laker Timberwolf game. Okay. Matias, we should have took the Warriors. They're down one. Joe, the Warriors were down like, what was it, Matias? 13? 13, 14, they were down at the half? 16, they were down double digits. And they were giving you, Joe, the Warriors plus 6.5 at the half, and now they're down. Mm-hmm. They're down two. Bad job. That's two nights in a row, Matias. We missed out on that. We should have.
I know, the Thunder last night, and then, it burns. Bad job. But we're on the Caps.
What do you want to do in this Laker Timberwolf game? What are you doing for Ant? How many threes?
Four threes for Ant.
Four threes. What is happening here? Yeah. The Capitals tied a game at two, and the Blues scored two goals like 30 seconds later. What was that? That is gutless, Joe, from Washington. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Not good.
Who's clearing out the crease there?
You got problems when you can't clear out the crease.
That's just no good. All right, four threes for Ant. Man, that's not what. Minus 150? What'd you get for four threes for Ant? That's it?
Yeah, it was not good. Yeah, they juiced up these numbers, man. I got nothing. I got a no-sweat parlay. I missed it with this. I got a no-sweat parlay in Nugget game.
That Luka, those Luka assists, man. It's back. It's jacked up again, the 10 assists. I got it in the threes here. What does FanDuel have that at?
Luka?
Luka threes. Yeah, Luka threes. What do they got? I mean, Luka assists, excuse me. Luka assists. How many?
Well, Luka, how many you want? Eight assists is ten.
Plus 250. It's very rare. Yeah. MGM's got a better number than FanDuel on that. So MGM's got a good number for 10. I think I'm going to play that.
Why don't we do Luka for threes tonight?
You want to do Luka for threes? Hold on. I'm playing. All right. Ant for four threes and Luka for 10 assists. I'm in on that as one thing.
You're back with the assists. Like, I don't know. You might. What about the Sun game? What can we do in the Sun game? How about? I like this bowl. This kid's all over the field.
I'm not in on the Sun game. That game's. I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I think that the Pelicans are going to win. I don't want any part of it.
I'm going to jump on. Does this bowl, Matias, does he play?
Not enough to be confident. No. Not a volume guy, Joe.
How many minutes a night does bowl play?
Hold on a second. Let me let you know what's happening here. Let's do this the right way. Okay. First of all, he's been starting lately. Played 32 minutes against Memphis. He had 23 points, 8 boards. He didn't play much a couple games before that. He's got a couple, 4 of his last 7 games, he's played 30-plus minutes. Then he's got a couple games where he didn't play much.
You know what? I'm doing this. You ready? Bowl for 8 bounds, McCollum for 4 threes, and Ant for 5 threes.
Man, you're a pig with Ant. You're going for 5 threes now?
Oh, I'm a pig with Ant. He's going up against Luka, and he's going up against LeBron. He wants to showcase his talent. No good?
Why don't we do points for him?
You know, when I go to points, then he goes to, you always say threes. I say threes, now you go to points. I'm taking five threes with Ant. He owes us.
Let's see for 35.
Here we go.
What is he for 35?
There we go. Johnny Skidmarks. The show just started. We're in the abyss.
Yeah, we can't plus even, 260. Can't it's even, not enough.
Yeah, say it's never enough.
Well, what is he for He's five not, threes? Plus 140? I mean, I don't know, Joe. Yeah, a little bit more than that. Yeah, you got to get a little bit more. It's not enough. Gotta whet the appetite, Joe. Give me something to bite into here. Give me something to bite into. What are you giving me here?
Something to bite into.
Come on.
You tell me.
I can't believe the Caps tied this game and gave up two goals in 30 seconds after that. Ugh, bothers me.
It's terrible.
Bothers me, Joe. Boston goes to the power play now here as well. Down 2-0 to the Islanders up in Boston tonight. Elsewhere, Joe, now 82-75. Now the Warriors are up 7, Matthias. They're up 7 now.
Okay.
What they have, and Joe's, wait till Joe hears Steph's line. Steph, they're not even done with the third quarter yet. There's 4 minutes left in the third quarter. He's got 36 points and he's hit 9 threes in the middle of the third quarter. 9 threes.
Now we can find the button. Now we can find it all of a sudden. Now we can find it.
What are they offering you live? How deep can we go here? Nah, they've cut it off, Joe. They're not letting you play it anymore. Carver and Lisa, SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisa, SportsGrid Radio. SiriusXM 159, here with you. All right, Joe. So I'm trying to put all this together. Ant for 4 threes. How about you want to go after the LeBron threes again?
Nah. Because what if this is a night where he just takes off? The big night was him going up against Kyrie. He had like 22 in the... What did he have, 22 in the fourth quarter?
Something like that.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I mean, what?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. You tell me. Huh? Huh?
All right, here's what else is going on, Joe. As while I contemplate some, we still got some time for this Laker Timberwolf thing. You wanted the numbers for the fastest 40 at the combine. Now, I saw these today, and I was going to give them to Scotty. I kind of just showed the board, but he was obviously had no interest in it. I said that I'm going to save this because I'm sure that this is something that Lisi would sink his teeth into, the fastest 40 time. The kid Smith from Georgia, the wide receiver.
Arian Smith.
Plus 280 is the favorite.
He's fast.
Isaiah Bond, plus 310. I know you don't like Isaiah Bond. So I'm like...
Isaiah Bond's an absolute fraud. Okay? He cost me more money from just his ability not to even catch a pass. But this is a player that could probably run a fast 40. So who? Give me the lineup. Get Isaiah Bond, Arian Smith.
Hold on a second. I lost it for a moment. Give me 1 second. Let me bring it back up. I got you.
This is on MGM.
MGM has this. I don't know if every state has it, but they have it listed here. Darian Porter plus 750. Now, you know, you're the encyclopedia of college football. You should be giving everybody a when I give the name, you should be given a little breakdown. You know, not everybody knows who these guys are, Joe.
You want a tidbit on everybody? I mean, come on. I told you, Isaiah Bond's dead to me.
All right, fine. Fair enough.
Isaiah Bond was he's known for playing at Alabama on the 4th and goal, 31-yard line to save their season a couple of seasons ago. He transferred to friggin'
Texas and did nothing.
Did nothing.
All right. Tex Johnson, 10-1.
Tex Johnson, 10-1? Go ahead.
Nick Emmanuori, 11-1.
And Porter was 750?
Yeah. Keandre Lambert Smith, 11-1. Okay. Jimmy Horn Jr., 15-1.
Jimmy Horn, I mean, who else is guy? Keep going.
Billy Bowman Jr., 25-1. Malachi Starks, 25-1.
Malachi Stolson.
Maxwell Hairston, 25-1.
Nah, we got to keep this in the top 10, top 5. So what was
Isaiah
Bond?
It's
going to
be one of those top guys. It's going to be one of those top guys.
Isaiah Bond is 750?
Yeah. No. Isaiah Bond's 310. 310. He's the second choice. 750's Darian Porter.
I like Porter. Iowa State.
Now, they have a running back one also.
Yeah, give me the running back one.
Running back to have the fastest 40 time.
Yeah, give me.
Dylan Sampson's the favorite, plus 200.
Tennessee. Coming off a terrible semifinal playoff game, didn't play the second half.
By Shul Tootin, plus 250.
Go ahead.
Travion Henderson, plus 425.
Okay, he's fast. Ohio State, he's climbing up boards.
Jaden Blue, 8-1, plus 800.
Texas, he can scoot. Go ahead.
LaQuint Allen, 12-1.
Okay, keep going.
R.J. Harvey, 15-1.
R.J. Harvey. From UCF, 15-1. The kid could scoot.
Rashard Smith, 20-1.
Keep going. Who else is on the list?
That's all I have is those seven. That's their top seven.
RJ Harvey could be interesting. Does he have a sprinter's background? Let's see. Hang on. I want to see. He led the nation earlier in the year with... I want to see. R.J. Harvey. What do you think gets it done at the running back? He ran a 4.44 40, Carver.
Anything's possible. You never know.
4.44 40.
Yeah, but what did these other guys ahead of him, what have they run? What has Sampson and Tootin and Henderson run?
Dylan Sampson's fast, too. He's like Kamara was back in the day. Elite speed, 4.35 for Sampson. He's reached as high as 22 miles an hour. Got Tootin?
Tootin.
The kid from Vatech? No, I'm not taking him.
Not Harvard and Lee's Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. It always feels like somebody's watching me. All right, Joe. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Here on a Thursday night. So we have a lot going on, as always, here. Now, we don't have too much going on in action right now. Nuggets lead the Bucks 55-50, as there's about 2 minutes to go in that game. Joker with 18 already, and 8 boards and 5 dimes. Giannis with 10. No Dame time, 5 points. Good thing you're not on Dame time tonight. He's doing nothing. Completely nothing from Dame time.
He hasn't stepped up in a long time, Dame time.
Did you end up taking this bowl here as this game's about to start in a few minutes?
Did he get shot out of a cannon?
No, the game is starting in not top of the hour. That's why I'm asking you if you got it in.
You don't care. You don't care, Carver.
That's you know? Really not right at all. I just don't understand why you would say that at all. So you're into this combine stuff, huh?
I like the 40. I like the it's a talking point. Like the running backs, I want to see a guy blaze 4.2. I mean,
do
look
they
at
have
Xavier
that for you
Worthy.
In Jersey? Does Jersey what? Have it? Does Jersey have it?
I'm on MGM now, and I don't see it on MGM. They have the Heisman. Is it under NFL?
No, it'd be under NFL draft, Joe. You got to go to the NFL page.
I'm on the NFL page.
You got to have it in Jersey. I'll look
it
right now.
It says first overall pick. That's all I got.
Wow. All right, hold on. Let's see where they got this thing hidden for you, Joe. We'll find it for you.
I don't have it.
Let's find it for you, Joe. Combine.
Where's the combine?
I'm looking, Joe. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Let me help you out. Give me a moment. Let me look for you.
Got it.
NFL draft. Yeah, first overall pick. That's so bizarre. What states do have it then? You know, Colorado's usually got a lot of crazy stuff.
Indy? What happens? Indianapolis has it? Where?
I'm looking, Joe. I'm trying to see who's got it. Trying to see who's actually got the...
Somebody's watching me.
Yeah, I know you're into that, Joe. I know you like it.
I feel like people
are
watching.
Yeah, I don't see it in Colorado either. We'll have to find out, Joe, where... I'll have to see where they're actually shopping that. I know that they sometimes... You know, they sometimes tweet out lines on stuff that's, like, only available
right.
in Canada. Why would... There's got to be states where you could roll with that. Got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be a couple states that are allowing that. During the next break, Joe, I'm going to effort that for you. Find out why they're not giving you any of the gas there. We need a couple of things to turn around in these hockey games. I've got the Caps getting a goal and a half, and they're down 4-2 going to the third. It'll be nice if that turned around for us. Also, a slow start for the Jets, who are going for 12 in a row, as they're down 2-1 at the end of one in Nashville. Montreal's down 3-2 to the Sharks going to the third period. I mean, they were only like minus 300 favorites tonight, Montreal, and they're losing 3-2 going to the third. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get a couple of these things cooking. We had a good night with the hockey last night, Joe. I gave a play to Matthias that I didn't play, and he ended up hitting it, which was the 2 goals for McKinnon in the Colorado Devil game. But did you play anything with the golf?
You show me that toasty. You show me the toasty. He got
like
upset the little Argentinian.
Like him smashed the club off? Did you like that?
I did.
That's why you love that guy. He's got fire. He's fiery. I mean, he needs a new 7-iron, but he's fiery.
I mean, could he step up? Could he make the cut?
Where'd he finish today?
Could he make the cut, Carver?
Let me see where he's at. I wasn't tracking him. I don't have any plays on him, so I wasn't following him around. Toasty, 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 toasty. Where are you, man? Tied? He can make the cut. He's minus 2. T76 right now. He's got to go out early in the morning. These guys that played in the morning today, they've shot some ridiculous rounds, including this Jake Afternoon Nap. He shot 12 under 59, Joe. It's Jake Afternoon Nap.
Really?
Big first round leader, yeah.
Carver, Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Series XM 159. Got another hour to go. We're back.